Lawmakers on Wednesday heard testimony from essential workers who got sick with COVID-19 while on the job. As Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, they want better access to workers' compensation.
Denise Rogers worked as a shuttle bus driver in New Haven and says she drove healthcare workers treating COVID-19 patients to and from the hospital during the height of the pandemic.
The shuttle bus only has one door and it's located directly opposite of the driver. I didn't have no glass shield or any other barriers to protect me.
Rogers was soon diagnosed with COVID-19. She was hospitalized and says her medical bills after discharge were over $100,000. Her husband also got sick with coronavirus and died. Sick, grieving, and unable to work, Rogers says she filed for workers' compensation.
But my employer denied my claim, saying my job transporting healthcare workers would not cause me to contact COVID-19. They are wrong because I couldn't tell them exactly who I got it from. They deny my case.
Rogers wants legislators to make the state's coronavirus workers' comp laws presumptive. That is, if a worker gets sick with COVID, it would be on the employer to prove that it wasn't the job that got them sick, not the worker to prove that it did. But Joe Brennan from the Connecticut Business and Industry Association says a broad brush presumptive provision could punish cash-strapped employers who made the decision to stay open for the public good.
We're not going to be able to accept the fact that every single employee that's determined to be essential, that anybody that gets COVID is going to be a workers' comp case. I think that's going to be extremely problematic for the system.
Other states like California and Arkansas have adjusted their workers' comp laws because of the novel coronavirus. Advocates urge lawmakers to take the matter up in a special legislative session. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.